Good morning. Welcome to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services, along with Trish Hasten from the Roby family of companies. Joined by Knox Hasten in the studio. What's up, Knox?
Knox says, what's the big dog say? Roo, 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 roo. We'll give a shout out to Mom. I spent some time with Ford Knox, and then I got him saying the big dog chant, and then within like 5 minutes, Reagan will come around and say, what's the little dog say? You big dog or little dog? He said, I little dog.
You laughing over there?
He is laughing.
But, Knox, I've told this story a bunch of times on this show, but you've been on the show. You made your debut on day one of your life.
That seems like yesterday, doesn't
that
it?
That does seem like yesterday. That really does, when you were having to record from the hospital during COVID.
The immediate throes of COVID. Knox was born in the evening. Yeah. And the evening he was born at 12 o'clock midnight, Novant went to entire mask. I had never, other than like the airport, seen people wear a mask. And every single employee in that hospital system, food services, doctors, nurses, had a mask on for our next 2 days. So it was a little, very, very vivid memory.
Yeah, I can imagine.
When you have five, you kind of get them a little spread out. Reagan said I slept through a couple of them, and I mean, it's her thing. I think it makes her feel good when I take a nap. Let it be her shining moment.
Okay. Knocks us down.
With the nurses. But anyway, yeah, so Reagan's busy today. She's got a forum with her forum meeting. So I'm playing little man to the boss man over here.
Well, that's right. And we always talk about this, that we like it when we see kids running through various Roby offices.
Yep.
And so I think it's cool for Knox, too, to kind of see what Pops does on a daily basis.
He got to sit in a couple meetings with me this morning.
I got you. And you used to talk about that, doing that when you were a kid with your dad.
I have talked about
that's
it.
That's right.
I don't know if I remember when I was 3 and a half, but I do remember when I was 8, 9, 10.
He'd set you in that chair and say, hang tight real quick. I got to end this young fellow's employment. Sit there for a second.
Yeah, I'm like, ooh, okay. And now, Dad used to say, hey, this is my son, Trent. Trent, would you like to stay? I got to shut the door. You can leave and go do something else. 100% of the time, I will strap it on unless I want to stay. So
yeah.
Enjoy those experiences. They were very special to me. And I think it's good when we can provide them for our children and have them hang around a little bit.
Yeah.
Get to see things and let them figure it out, what they saw later, you know, and make an impression on them.
Well,
so.
Were you sure to tell Knox not to act like his older brother in here? This is a confined, closed system space. There's no ventilation in here.
Well, Knox is very similar to Ford. I mean, he will gas on you.
We don't need an air biscuit flowing through here.
He is a chip off the old block, so you'd say.
Oh, man.
I will give Ford a compliment. Ford is now 8 and a half.
That's crazy.
And he's in the third grade. Ford treats this young man over here with ultimate love and care and kindness. He really does. I mean, very rarely do I see him do anything cross to him. And they're brothers, you know. And that's his little brother. It could be annoying.
But it's about the same difference as you and Travis.
Yeah, but Travis used to I can't say the same.
I mean, he's trying to make it tough.
Let
man.
Travis and I get cross now. No.
I don't think that's good for anybody at this point.
No, it's not. Me and Travis get along really well. I'm blessed to have my partner and my brother. And, yeah, it's good. So Knox and I have been knocking around. We just went and ate at Bossy Beulah's. Give a plug to my man Jim Noble and Bossy Beulah's. It's good. Knox even liked it. Made him drink a little bit of Diet Coke. He wanted his regular Coke.
He's going to be all jacked up. Oh, you got it now. There it goes.
But Knox gets hangry, you know. He when he hadn't eaten, he gets a little rude. But it's really night and day. After he eats about 5 or 10 bites or something, he starts getting happy again. But he's been eating candy all morning.
there's always candy in the
yeah,
office.
Yeah, we have Delisha, who runs our front office, sits at the door, is awesome. Love Delisha. I don't know. I guess it's her doing that. Yeah. The candy's always there.
I think so.
I just take it for granted that it just fell out of the sky, but it stays replenished. And it makes my kids like coming to the office.
Yeah, yeah. No, I gotcha.
But let's see. He's eating about 3 Andes, 2 bags of gummies, 3 Musketeers, and some Starburst, and a couple Skittles. He found the Skittle machine. So
that's good. That thing's
dangerous.
They
have all that stuff.
Skittle machine's dangerous.
Now he's cutting off the lights. That means we need to be quiet. Yeah. Isn't that how it used to be? When the teacher cut the lights out, flicked the lights, you better hush.
No, that's what my dad does when they have people over at their house on Friday and Saturday night, and he's ready to go to bed. He cuts the lights out on them.
No, he
does. He does, too.
That's better than the Irish exit,
starts
right?
Starts cutting the lights out. What do you say?
Patrick, you always do the Irish exit, just sneak out.
I'm pretty good at that.
I just got to go.
I'm pretty good at that.
You're like, hey, I'm going to go use the restroom. I'll be back in a few minutes. And then that's the next day. Like, where'd he go?
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know about what are you talking about?
I just heard about it. I've experienced it a couple times. Knox is in here chatting away. Knox wants to be on the radio.
I think we can bring him on. We can flip him a mic.
Yeah.
You think Knox, we can? You got to go talking to that mic over there.
You going to be our guest? There? We got a Sheesh mystery today. Hailing from Atlanta. He's an entrepreneur of many sorts. I can't wait to hear about all his adventures. I've never heard about all of them. But, I mean, I know now one of his projects, which is really cool and fashionable, yep. He has a business called Pickle. Yep. P-I-C-K-L, right?
I think it's P-C-K-L.
Oh, P-C-K-L.
I'm looking it up now.
Yeah.
Right. I always get
and
this
you
wrong.
Ordered some gear. You played with some gear. He sent me some gear. So he is a supplier of all high-quality products in the pickleball industry. And this is not his first adventure.
No,
so I can't
no.
wait to see what Ashish has to
yeah,
say.
We've had a couple conversations he and I have over the phone with a mutual pickleball enthusiast.
Ooh.
That's right.
I hear you.
You hear me?
All right. You're listening to At Home with Roe. We got a Sheets mystery when we return.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services. I'm Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts. Trent, we got a special guest this week.
Ashish. Oh, no, I mean Knox.
And Knox. Oh, and, okay. Oh, my gosh, he got the truck out. This feels like deja vu.
Ashish, my son Knox, 3-year-old, is in the studio with us today, buddy.
All right, well, I'll be on big behavior then.
He will drop the hammer.
Trent just about got hit by a monster truck. Holy cow. They went right over your head.
Monster trucks are flying.
They are flying. Just like cornhole bags will be flying pretty soon.
Oh,
here.
Yeah. Ooh. Pitching for wishes.
Little foreshadowing.
That was good. And there if you missed the first segment or last week's show, check us out on all the social media outlets.
We're on LinkedIn and Instagram. I'm just joking around.
Instagram.
All Facebook. All of the social media outlets. Yeah, Sarah does a great job with that. And we're going to talk about something that you know I enjoy a lot. I know we're going to talk about other things with Ashish, but we're going to talk about pickleball a little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Ashish, what do you know about pickleball?
I know enough to be dangerous.
There you go.
I know I should stay off the court, and I know there's people that are smart and running this business and doing a great job. And so it's good to be on to be able to talk about it with you.
Well, I know you're an athletic young man. I think you play some golf and you play some tennis. What is with the craze of pickleball?
I mean, look, it's one of those sports that kind of came up. It's been around for a long time, 50-ish years. But the pandemic, as with a lot of things, opened up people's eyes to some different things, and pickleball was one of them. And so, you know, again, it's almost like, you know, pick up basketball or one of those things that you can just basically go outside and play. You need a net, 2 paddles, and a ball, and you've got fun. And so one of those things that sort of probably accelerated during the pandemic, and it's you know, it looks like it's a bigger opportunity than we all sort of thought at the onset. And so everybody seems to be playing it. Lots of people know about it. If my parents, who are, you know, 70-year-old Indian immigrants, understand it, you know, it's mainstream. So
when did you start playing?
So I'm about 2 years in, and so my level of play is a little bit sporadic, but 2 years ago is when we sort of had the idea to say, look, you know what, this is a market that we should go after. And
wow.
So, you know, we were basically, you know, I was in the video game accessories business before this, and our company got acquired by Jabra December of 2020. And then once my team moved over to the acquirer, you know, how those things go, they last about 6 to 8 months, 10 months, and then people start to think about what's next. And, you know, one of the best things that we had in that prior company was the people. And I just said, look, at the end of the day, I want to get these people back together. We can work on it. We could be selling, you know, popsicle sticks, and it'd still be great to work with these people, and they do a great job. And so we thought that we'd look at some market spaces that were fairly new and that could have some good momentum behind them. And pickleball was one of the places that we landed. And so hence, we developed the brand from scratch, and so it's PCKL, which stands for pickle, without any vowels. And so technology people do that from time to time. And so so that's what we decided to do. So we created a line of high-performance paddles, balls, and other accessories, and we've been at it for the last 18 months, shipping to, you know, countries all over the world and available in the PGA Tour Superstore and clubs and resorts all over the world.
Well, so you're suggesting that we take the O out of Roby?
I think it just needs to be Rubby.
I mean, I think it's your foreshadowing your ticker symbol on the stock market,
there
right?
There it is, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think anybody is going to have any conflict with us on that ticker symbol.
No, that's really cool. You know, you're also on Amazon. I bought a starter kit of your brand on that's what we've been playing with. But 2 years ago, I mean, that's unbelievable. I don't really feel like I heard many people talking about pickleball 2 years ago. So to have that kind of vision is really impressive.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think there's people that were there before us that have done a great job in sort of and being the pioneers. And, you know, for guys like us, you know, my goal is to be number one at being number two. And so, you know, let's take the target off of our back and go after the guys that are there, but build high-quality products and treat the customers right. It's always been our sort of main way of defending our turf.
My man's goal is being number one at being number two. That's a business lesson
that
of the
is.
Day.
I don't know if I've ever heard that before.
Goodness
I like that.
Gracious. So does it make it sexier to take the vowel out of the letters when you're – tech guy? I'm curious because in our first segment you weren't on here, Ashish. I spelled it P-I-C-K-L and Patrick corrected me, which is
that
was a setup so the audience would remember how to Google it.
Got it. Well, I wouldn't know. I'm married.
What did you say?
I don't. He's
taken.
He's just doing it for the fun of the game.
Yeah. Which it is fun. I mean, I think, you know, Trent is giving me not a hard time, but my wife and I started playing about a month ago, and it's pretty cool. Like, we were there. We go to the JCC. We had Andy Keith on the show recently, and they recently took two tennis courts, turned into six pickleball courts.
Yep.
And man, I went on a Friday with the client actually, early in the morning, and the place that we couldn't get on. It was packed, absolutely packed.
I mean, it's nuts. And look, think about it, right? You know, my 11 year old. It was 9 years old when we first started the business. My 9 year old was playing with 60 year olds.
Well,
you can have all sizes, stages, and ages, and you've got fun. And, you know, it gets competitive, too. We had – last week was crazy in Atlanta, which is where we're based, but we had the Pickle Bowl here. And so, you know, Danny Werfel, who was you know, the quarterback at Florida, who, you know, happened to win a Heisman and happened to win a national championship, hosted a bunch of pro pickleball players. They had the Major League Pickleball event was here later in the week. And so they hosted a great tournament. And, you know, there was tons of people out here playing and watching and, you know, they had 1,000 people watching, you know, pickleball at, you know, this this tennis center in Atlanta. And, again, way more people watching online as well. And so, really interesting.
Well,
good.
The way you talked about Danny Werfel, I was wondering, did you go to Florida?
I didn't go to – I grew up in Florida.
Okay.
Grew up a Gators fan.
Big Gator fan, okay.
But, yeah, I mean, you know, you guys have some teams where you're from, too.
we don't want to talk about college football.
Go Heels.
Or I don't.
The Bulldog over here barking.
These guys do. Because typically I'm the one that's running my mouth. I went to Clemson. It's not looking good to have that kind of orange this year, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, I went to Emory, so I can adopt any team in the SEC.
Well, no, I think this is cool. I will tell you, I had played pickleball about 5 years ago. I really enjoyed it. We played on a basketball court. I did a little basketball court that's the size of a pickleball court at my house.
Yeah.
We have a portable net so the kids can play it, and then the older dudes in the neighborhood can play it. The women can play it. I think it's a very similar sport. Patrick's doing it with customers and friends and business, kind of like you play golf. I think it's more efficient. You get to spend time with somebody for an hour-ish versus 5 hours, and you get the same kind of bonding experience.
Yeah, and you can actually speak to them, right? Because the size of the court
turns
it into a much more bite-sized activity. It's a lot more fast twitch, so if you happen to have some injuries and stuff, you're going to aggravate them. But look, it's if you're sitting on a tennis court, you're not talking to your opponent except for when you're
changing
sides.
Yeah.
But with this, I mean, it's basically ping pong on a tennis court with half the size and twice the speed, and so it's fun, and it's engaging, and people are doing it. And And also, I just literally came from Venture Atlanta this week, so it's the largest venture capital conference in the country. But, 1,500 people here. There's almost 150 people signed up for this pickleball event. It's taking place the Monday before the event, or Tuesday before the event starts. So pretty neat.
That is awesome. Well, we, in 2008, we started a charity, Pitching for Wishes, this cornhole tournament. And Reagan, my wife, who Ashish,
I suggested it
because
she's a tolerant woman, by the way.
Hey, okay, we're going to cut it there. She is a tolerant woman. I'll finish this story when we get back. Will you hang out with us for a few more minutes, Ashish?
Yes, sir.
All right, Ashish Mistry when we return, talking entrepreneurism, life, and pickle.
Welcome back, Debt Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services, along with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts, talking about all kinds of fun stuff today. Trent, we got Ashish from Atlanta via Emory.
He's going to be up here in a couple weeks. Maybe we can play golf with him.
That would be great. And
Or pickleball.
Or pickleball. But you did make a comment about that earlier, and you and I were talking about it, and Ashish definitely added to this conversation that it is a social game. And I told you, I was like, man, I can do like what I normally could do on a golf course, and you mentioned this, in 1 hour versus 5 hours.
Well, Reagan, when we created the cornhole tournament in 2008,
that's right.
Reagan said, hey, every time you and your friends get together, that's what y'all are doing now, so why wouldn't you do a fundraiser around that? And she said the cool thing about it is, anybody can play at any skill level, whether young kids or older folks or really good players. And I think pickleball has some similar characteristics. And like you say, Ashish, you're so close together, and it's a social sport.
Yeah, no, it really is.
It is, and it's again, people. There's a lot more camaraderie around it than, it can get competitive. Don't get me wrong. I've seen people throw paddles at each other. and you can also spike the ball at somebody.
Yeah, that's
close.
Right.
But most people apologize.
They do. Well,
most do.
I'm pretty competitive. And we played singles, my wife and I accidentally spiked it at her. And I got a pretty hard look. I don't do that anymore. Just tap it to the side.
I got to hang out with you and your wife Saturday night. I don't think she gives you that many hard looks, buddy.
she's a very, 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 what do you say, tolerant woman.
Yeah.
That's what a she says.
About your wife. I think my wife is in the same boat. We had a great time. Well, congratulations again to Ron and Kristen. Trent and I were at their wedding.
Sedoma.
A great clients of ours and friends.
Both have been on the radio.
Both
I think
have
they're
been
on the radio back-to-back weeks. They're
same.
Both
in the room, they were in the room together.
Entrepreneurs.
Yeah. Yeah, really cool stuff.
And I asked them how long something about marriage, and they got to it. It was a beautiful wedding anyway.
Sure was, yeah. So Congrats to them.
So, Ashish, before we move on, how can people look you up on your pickleball endeavor?
Yeah, just it's four letters, PCKL.com.
PCKL.com.
PCK,
or on Amazon.
All right.
Now let's talk about your earlier life. You grew up in Florida, you said, and you went to Emory. Give us a little rundown about your upbringing and why you're such a strong entrepreneur.
Well, I appreciate you even suggesting that. But look, our story is pretty straightforward with some turns in between. But I'm of Indian descent, and so parents are Indian. Was born in London, so my parents are in Uganda and Idi Amin overthrew that country in the 70s, and they got expelled, and they came to the UK, which is where I was born. And then we were in the UK for 4 years and then moved to Florida, where my dad had to restart his life and career. And so in a lot of ways, I've been in the startup world since I was born. I had the fortune of having hardworking parents, and they instilled that in us as well. And so, I was able to get into a good school like Emory. And
very good school.
Wow. Yeah. Yep, my dad was thoughtful enough to be able to pay it forward. And so I got out of school without any debt, but I also got out of school without a real degree. I got a degree in religion because I failed organic chemistry. And so with that degree, I had to figure out what was what. So I went to go work for a sports agent about 6 months out of college and realized that wasn't the place for me and stumbled into my first startup, which was in the IT services space. So we were doing, the computer networks went down in that office, and I ended up becoming the IT guy for a little bit. And one thing led to the other, and it was 1998. We were able to raise some capital and build a managed services company, which was one of the first in the Southeast. Did all right with that company and made a lot of relationships and business contacts and parlayed that into the next one, which was a cybersecurity company, which ultimately was acquired by Motorola.
Wow.
And so that was in 2008. And so that was the year I got married. And I had also started another company around that time, which was in the construction services space. So like you guys, I was doing CAD drawings for architects and contractors. And that was great up until 2008.
Yeah,
and,
I was about to say.
That failed pretty spectacularly. And then, the Air Defense Motorola deal happened, and I got a little bit of money in my pocket to start doing some investing, and it started Control Freak around that same time and started to invest with my business partner who's out of Birmingham. And so we've been running sort of BLH Venture Partners, which is a family office, and we do cybersecurity SaaS and e-commerce investments, and then we typically have one operating company. And so Control Freak was that one prior to the pickle business. And so Control Freak was a video game accessories maker. We created a category called performance gaming gear, made money selling farming Call of Duty, Fortnite, and Halo players. And so fun business and great outcome, and it's led us to where we are today.
Man,
that's incredible.
What do you think about that story there, Patty Ice?
I feel like we need to get to work.
Goodness gracious.
That is unbelievable.
So, 98, you raised your first investments and got into the technology services business. It always seems like at each stage of this story, you're at the cutting edge. I know the construction software got you in 2008, but it got everybody.
You were close there.
Dude, that is so cool, and it sounds like you hit the gaming industry with the three games you just named at the right time.
Perfect timing.
Yeah, I mean, look, you guys know it takes a lot of luck, and sometimes, you don't end up getting lucky. Like the first company, nobody made any money in the first one. Nobody made any money in the third one. But, number two and number four were okay. Hopefully number five isn't playing the odds game as well. But, but again, you got to be in the right place at the right time. And that just means showing up, which is 90% of the battle. And, you got to have great people around you. And if you can't execute, then it doesn't matter what business you're in. But I'd take luck over skill any day.
Show up, great people, luck over skill. I mean, what you're saying is, I think that's our thoughts exactly. I mean, half the 90% of the battle is showing up, especially showing up when things are not easy.
Correct.
And that's why I think people, just not quitting when it feels like it's time to quit, or not quitting when it gets tough. Like, keep showing up and keep showing up, and something's going to happen.
Yeah, and look, it's a grind for the entrepreneur, right? As an investor, right? So I wear both hats, and so as an investor, I'm like, pull the plug. That's terrible. We should be done. But then, you know, you put yourself in the operator's shoes, and you're like, look, I'm going to grind it out for X number of more days, weeks, months, and we need to get this one thing over the goal line. And yeah, that has each one of those instances has the potential to change the business's trajectory, right? There's how many times have you thought you're down and out, and all of a sudden the phone rings or an email pumps in, and it changes your complete outlook.
That's really, really good point. Points. Yeah.
Straight up. We've hit it off. Ashish is a fellow YPOer.
Yeah.
We hang out. We kind of magnetize towards each other. Very positive personality, can-do attitude. I agree with you. I try to have the philosophy. You know, I'm always going to be there, and I'm going to be the last one standing. I talk a little bit about this when I go jogging. You're by yourself.
You can walk.
And you don't have to do it. You can give up and walk, but I always make a goal and a. I correlate it to business.
What did mom and dad do in Florida?
So we were in the electronics business. So this is actually a funny story. So my dad, when he got to Florida, my dad didn't even have a college degree. Just had to figure things out. And so he was selling school bags and umbrellas door to door in Central Florida. Out of a brown van, and would then go to the flea markets on Saturday, Sunday, and then. There was another flea market an hour away or 2 hours away that he'd go to on Mondays. And then that evolved from, school bags and umbrellas to digital watches, then digital watches to car stereos. And we ended up with a chain of four electronic stores. So we did custom home audio, car audio, and video cameras. And so, I tell people a funny story that, look, my dad, we'd get the guys from Disney World coming in with boxes of viewfinders. Do you remember those rubber grommets that would go around the camcorder's viewfinder?
Yeah, okay. I do.
Those things would fall off of cameras all the time. And so a guy would show up and get a box of them for $20, and then we'd sell them each for $20 at a pop. And I was like, man, what a tough way to make a living. I said, when I grow up, I'm going to sell as few of something for as much as I can, as few of times as possible, only to make my money selling thumbsticks for $20 a pop on the internet.
Now he's selling pickle paddles.
Pickle paddles. And so comes full circle. But look, you never know. You just got to try some stuff out, and you could have the best ideas and the best thesis, but you just got to continue to work at it. So.
Well, Ashish, it was so fun having you on, man. I mean, you just dropped so much cool knowledge about life and how simple it is. I always say that the hardest working people I want on my side are first generation immigrants to the United States. I think they're the hardest workers. I'll give your dad kudos to that. I mean, that apple didn't fall far from the tree. So, man, God bless you. I look forward to hanging out with you in a couple weeks.
Yeah, same, guys. Thank you. Good job on this show.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. Peak CKL Pickle.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services, along with Trent Hasen from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts. We just finished with Ashish Mistry from Pickle, P-C-K-L.
How was that? The pickle's cool. He's at the cutting edge of this great sport. But, man, he took us back down his career path.
He seems to find himself at the cutting edge of all things.
I like his attitude, though. He's like, as an investor, you make a bad investment, you move on. As a human, when you're in situations, you try to hang on sometimes too long when you know it's the wrong thing. We've done that in our business as well as operators.
Absolutely.
I love that philosophy. He said he wanted to be number one at being number two. And then he told the story about his dad coming to America, starting over, living in Florida.
Selling bags door to door.
His mom and his dad, I won't take anything away from his both parents. But, selling book bags and umbrellas door to door. That's crazy.
And got him to Emory.
And just working. And he said they went to selling digital watches.
Yeah.
And then they went to selling
electronics.
Car stereos.
Yeah, home audio. Yeah.
Man. So neat.
Very cool.
Thank you, Ashish. That was so awesome, man. Everybody needs to hear those stories. They're great. Okay, everybody knows leading up to our 15th annual Pitching for Wishes, which is November the 4th.
November the
4th. Saturday, November the 4th, Freedom Park. Freedom I think it's Park. The first show out of seven we got the date right off the bat.
Freedom Park. November 4th.
Yeah. So everybody knows we like to tell a wish story leading up and thank our sponsors.
We
got
to give shout outs to the sponsors. Yes, sir. Trent, co-host Harris Teeter, Platinum Sponsors, Home Tech Solutions, Home Technology Solutions. My apologies, Mike. Mesa Quality and United Healthcare official radio partner is WBT.
That's all you got?
No, I got more.
We
got some new gold sponsors. Truist, Vans Welding, and Wolf Construction are new gold sponsors.
I hear you.
Thank you guys
new,
for joining in.
Came in within the last show, between the last show.
That's correct. I haven't been
hot
saying that.
Diggity dog.
Hot off the gold press. That's right. And then, Trent, we are going to talk about Annie. Who is a cute little girl here. She is from Brevard. I wish to have a pop-up camper. Okay, Wish Kid Annie is happy, energetic, animated, and well-rounded 9-year-old, one who's being raised with a great sense of appreciation for the outdoors and family. Inauthentic experiences are nowhere to be found in her day-to-day. Instead, you can find Annie hiking, swinging on her swing set, and swimming in the river. Uh-oh, Trent, swimming in the river.
We like rivers.
She's got you.
They call us the river rat.
Swimming in the river. And if indoors, she'll most likely be staring in pretend play performances of Annie. Huh, that's great. Or making up plays with her best friends. Annie suffers from congenital heart disease, though that hardly slows her down. As soon as she learned that she qualified for Wish, a spark appeared in her eyes at the idea of receiving a pop-up camper so that she could go camping with her family and at the beach. Something that this true outdoor lovers have never experienced. Okay, Annie's mom reports that the family has already taken several trips in their brand new camper, and they may or may not even have a surprise trip. And that the Wish left the family with unforgettable memories, irreplaceable photos, and smiles to last a lifetime. It is because of donors like you and what we raise at the Cornhole Tournament through our wonderful sponsors and participants that make Annie's wish a reality.
I think that's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
I mean, we make a wish. We were able to do a lot of experiential camper type stuff during COVID, which allowed us to grant wishes since for a while Disney wishes were shut down, travel wishes were shut down, understandably with kids with life threatening illnesses because health is the primary concern. Oh wow, look at her, man! She is so gorgeous.
She is beautiful. The great picture will be sure to share it on social media as well.
Yeah. So, we're recording this during the week, obviously. You're listening to it on Sunday. So, I will be in my last day of camping in the Linville Gorge when the show airs.
No.
And I asked Reagan, I said, well, where's the outhouse? And she said, duh, you're in the woods, dude.
Who all you got on the camp? Is the whole family going?
My whole family goes.
Dang.
Reagan's sister Raquel and her family goes, and it's led by Reagan's father, Grandpa, and Meemaw, Wes and Linda. Bliss.
Heck yeah, so, y'all have fun. That'd be awesome.
We're really excited. You know, I just don't know. I guess I'm going to be real dirty like a mountain man. I don't know. But you walk down in the gorge to the creek, but it's like a 2-mile walk down the hill. I don't know. If being clean's worth that much to me. So, all right. Well, thank you for listening. Ashish, thank you for being here.
Knox.
Look up the venture PCKL. Go get you some pickle equipment. Thank you for listening to At Home with Roby. Go do the golden rule today. Treat others the way you want to be treated.